The most royal frolic of William our King is put into meter for subjects to sing concerning his feasting at the farmer's, where he fed upon honest good country fare. Now the second part here is printed to show what passed when the farmer he homeward did go. He then, having been at a country town to see great King William of fame and renown, but finding at length that he came not that way, the farmer resolved no longer to stay, yet with his kind wife he did homeward repair, but little he thought that King William was there. As soon as the king with his nobles had dined, the farmer returned and happened to find three gallant fine coaches before his own door, the like which he never had seen there before. As soon as this wonderful sight he beheld, good man, he was straight with astonishment filled. The farmer was troubled and trembled for fear. He knew not what course in the world for to steer. Concluding some robbers had rifled his farm, "Tush," quoth the good woman, "I fear no such harm. Sweet husband, then be of good courage," said she. "I'll tell you in short what I think it may be. Our daughter, you know, she is handsome and fair. Few with her for beauty can hardly compare. Some gallant is come for to court her this day, as knowing that we were both out of the way. And if he should come with honest intent, I hope, my good man, you will give your consent." "Alas, my sweet honey," the farmer replied, "if any young noble would make her his bride, and I were unwilling to yield to the same, the world would conclude I were highly to blame. My heart would be joyful that wedding to see, which makes her a lady in every degree." While they were disputing, a neighbor came by, who unto the farmer did presently cry, "You have royal guest at your table this day, King William with nobles both gallant and gay." This daunted the farmer and his wife also, that into the house they were fearful to go. Then come forth King William and his royal train, in order to pass on their journey again, and the farmer's daughter did wait on their side. "Oh, here is my father and mother," she cried. Our monarch then smiling commanded that they should both be brought into his presence straightway. He bid them be cheerful and void of all fear, rewarding them too for their country cheer, which pleased his nobles as fame do report, beyond all the dainty choice dishes at court. And taking his leave of the farmer that day, King William for London straight posted away. The jolly old farmer was pleased at the heart that fortune to him would such favors impart. While he went to meet the king 7 long mile, his majesty came for to see him the while, and likewise was pleased to dine at his board with such wholesome food as his farm would afford.